So, good afternoon. Thank you all for being here. I'm really excited to talk to you all about this research, and I'll be talking to you about sexual minority women in Mumbai's perceived health needs, as well as their identity labels that they're using. My name is Jessamine, and I have some of the research team here in the room for questions afterwards as well. So I have no relationships to disclose. So just a brief note, in this presentation I'm going to be talking about sexual minority women, and what I mean by that are women who don't identify as heterosexual, and we can talk a little bit more about identity labels as we move forward here. And to note the background, there have been very few research studies on sexual minority women in India at all, and we know very little about their health at all. And so in order to start that, we were starting with an exploratory study with these research questions. Research on sexual minorities in India have looked primarily at men who have sex with men, as well as hijra or third gender populations, often from an HIV or an STI focused lens. I'm going to talk to you today about the study that we did and what we found. For the sake of time, we're going to focus mostly on these first two questions here. So this study is a partnership with the Hum Safar Trust, which is the oldest and largest LGBT advocacy organization in India, as well as their women's subgroup, Umang. And we worked with them in a sort of as much as possible to incorporate CBPR methods by checking findings with them and analyses with them as throughout the process, in the beginning as well as afterwards. Recruitment was done with the Hum Safar Trust through word of mouth, as well as through their social media. We were including people who identified as women, who were over 18 and were non-heterosexually identified, as well as living in Mumbai. And we did semi-structured interviews and a focus group discussion. I worked with a local research assistant who spoke Hindi in order to accommodate participants' language preferences. So in the interviews, first we did two key informant interviews with two activists for sexual minority women in Mumbai. And then we were doing semi-structured interviews with 12 participants, and you can see their sexual identity labels here. And their mean age was 26 and a half, and they all had at least secondary education. And our one focus group had six participants with a similar sort of demographic. Although these methods are very different, we asked similar questions, and so I'll be reporting those themes together as we move forward. So just a quick overview of where we're going in this presentation. I'm organizing the themes according to the social ecological model, and we'll be starting at the individual level and working our way up. And just because of time constraints, I'm going to include illustrative quotes, but I'm only going to be highlighting the themes themselves as sort of verbally. So starting here with the individual level, the primary thing that came out of this was mental health pressures, as well as a little bit about support here. So the stigma around sexual minority status creates a silence around relationship issues. So if participants are experiencing breakups or things like that, they can't really talk about it. Mental health services were seen as negative experiences with forced hospitalization and medication in some cases. If they sort of didn't have those negative experiences, they were seen as inaccessible. To try to find an LGBT-friendly provider and get to that provider was seen as a major barrier. One of the unique findings here, I think, is a few participants stated their identity as a strength. And the quote here, I think, sort of fleshes that out a little bit more of, whatever happens tomorrow, being a lesbian, I can face whatever it is. I'm there standing for my family, I'm there standing for my friends. So seeing that sort of coming through challenges, that would offer strength to an individual. In thinking about physical health, our key informant interviews identified substance use as a major issue for sexual minority women, but the participants themselves felt that it was sort of up to an individual's choice and not really as much of a problem based on sexual minority status. When individuals would talk about their profession, it was a major source of support for them. It really bolstered their identity and who they were as terms of like how they conceived of kind of their place in society, I think. In terms of identity labels, lesbian and bisexual were really the only labels that women could identify that people were using in Mumbai for sexual minority women. Less women brought up bisexual as a possibility. And both of these labels were seen as sexualized. And they spoke about sort of the difficulty in reclaiming them or in turning them around to something that was a little bit less sexualized. A lot of times they had learned about these labels on the internet or had Googled them once they heard them as to what that would mean if they were called a lesbian, to figure out what that meant. The only Hindi word that came up was bhai, which is like brother or boss, and that was often used for more butch-identified women or butch-presenting women. Unlabeled was a really important identity category. As you saw in our sort of participants, we only had a total of 12, but five of them identified as what I'm calling unlabeled. Many of them identify as a woman who loves other women or a woman who loves this particular woman. They're identifying with their relationship. And that's to sort of point to the fact that they would like to be considered as more of a full human being, but also possibly as a strategy to move against that hypersexualization of these labels. Moving up to the interpersonal level, parents' rejection could be a really major part of their life. This long quote talks about sort of how long the process is to come out to parents and how long that could take over years and the slow way to do that. Coming out to siblings and cousins was often seen as a much quicker process. It was briefer. And part of this is the threat of being kicked out of the home. Parents hold a lot of sort of resources for these sexual minority women, and the loss of family as a central organizing unit of Indian society is a major risk. And so many women worried about taking that risk. Parental marriage pressure to marry a man was ubiquitous. Everybody brought that up. It was something that had to be avoided, and it caused a lot of stress for them as to how they were going to negotiate that. They worked with their brothers, they worked with their sisters to sort of plan how they were going to get around that marriage pressure. In thinking about partners, a lot of people spoke about their partners as, and they would prioritize an emotional connection that was seen as more important and more valuable than a physical connection only. Partner control was identified within the key informant interviews as an issue, and that was echoed from the participants themselves as well. Emotional controls, especially, and stalking were very common behaviors, but there was also physical violence as well, and this specifically had some interesting connections to gender roles in the quote you see there of, like, if people are sort of getting beyond gender roles and getting outside of sort of a masculine role, then they might be more willing to kind of play with that and get beyond it. Social support, if people knew about their identity, then they were likely supportive of it. And the participants were using active strategies to kind of work around that, of keeping people in the dark about their identity and deciding not to disclose until they felt comfortable that it was going to be a safe situation for them. Making friends for some people was difficult after they came out. Due to homo and bi negativity, people were often very scared of them, especially in a workplace. Friends were critical social support. However, the support that they provided was limited. And this quote, I think, points that out of, like, how really what are my friends going to be able to do for me if my parents kick me out of the house? Moving up to community level, the neighbors in the local community were a big part in policing a lot of the relationships that these women were having, and they enforced marital pressure. I think this example of it's not just like local neighbors that are talking about it, it's also people who are working in the hostels at their universities that can enforce that pressure. And in this case, and this is a pseudonym for Maya, Maya's parents came from Dubai and took her out of India, resulting in a loss of her social network. And that's linked to a concern with the family's social image in the local society. For the participants, being involved with other LGBT people was a huge support for them. It helped to normalize their experience. I really think that both of these quotes are extremely strong. And it provided support. The fact that this second quote here, where she dreams of the future and she dreams of being friends with people who are like her, I think is a powerful thing about how strong the LGBT network is for them. And that happens in person as well as on the internet, at local levels as well as up to the international level of forming their identity, where they learn about labels as well as getting active support. At the societal level, the Indian cultural patriarchy or oppression of women often was seen as more salient than oppression as a sexual minority. Being a second-class citizen is the way they described it, as a woman or a girl. And this was linked to a lack of safety. So if your parents kick you out of the house, A man might be more comfortable sleeping in a railway station, but women were not comfortable doing that. However, on the other side of things, it may offer protection, as girls or women are not seen as sexualized. So if you're not out, then people aren't assuming that you living with your friend or that you hanging out with your friend and having sleepovers is sort of kind of a cloak of silence almost kind of for you. The legal recriminalization of same-sex sexuality in India was well known by all the participants and was stated as something that was sort of creating pressure and stress for them, but in the sense of it inhibited disclosure of identity and it inhibited them from being sort of activists about it because of the climate around it, but it didn't really cause them legal trouble. They weren't afraid of the police coming and breaking down their doors or anything like that, or necessarily even going to prison. It just sort of created this climate of like kind of fear and hostility for them. Homonegativity and binegativity were really seen as an older generation issue. They thought that their generation was sort of changing that and they were less fearful about their sort of peers. Bisexual individuals specifically were perceived as having less issues because they're comfortable being around men. So that marital pressure was seen as being less severe for other bisexuals because they could be comfortable with a man. And interestingly enough, across the board, there was an instability of women's sexual identity that was sometimes perceived, where people, even though they might have been sort of in the community for a while, there was some fear that they might go back to being straight, even if they were in a partnership and they really cared about them. So just to sort of wrap up, our sample was small. They were well connected to an LGBT community. They were of a young adult age group and in a large urban area. All of these factors may limit how generalizable the study might be. And I didn't speak Hindi, but having an assistant mitigated that problem. And using CBPR methods of checking in with our organization in terms of our analyses and our interpretations as we moved along, and having them sort of assist with finding people really strengthened the study. And I want to say thank you to all our study participants and our partner and the Center for Sexual Health Promotion at Indiana University. Thank you.